Ian, obviously, this time last year we were talking about the qualifiers. We're talking about it again this year in different circumstances, though, for your club. So I guess it's a kind of a chance to prove that you were a top 18 once again.
Yeah, that's it. That's the kind of mentality that we've got to take into these qualifiers now and prove that what we've done over the season, we've been good and we've been consistent, to prove that we are a Super 8 team, and hopefully next year we can get to that level.
Look at the first game you've got, Huddersfield at home. Are you glad to have a home fixture first up?
Yeah, it's good to have a home fixture. Obviously the big key for us as well, we're talking about these middle eights, even about the points, was that we got the four home fixtures as well, which is big for you going forward. So to open up the first weekend at home is a big one for us as well, although against a tough team like Huddersfield.
Who've obviously just changed their coach. They've got that extra, where they've got the week off, that you've got the week off this week. They're going to be ready for that one, aren't they?
Yeah, of course they are. I mean, when you bring a new coach in as well, you'll see the last couple of performances, they've had a little bit of a spike in there as well, and players are keen to impress. The big thing for them is knuckling down all the positional play and learning how to play with each other in kind of the new coach's methods, really.
And in the way that your team's playing, you're happy with the performances? Obviously, not your fault you're not in the Super League.
Yeah, overall we are. Yeah, there's always little bits that we can take out from every performance and learn from them going forward. And we're a team that speak about that all the time, about learning from what we've just done, never resting on our laurels. And if we can keep maintaining that and put our best foot forward, then I think we'll be really strong in the middle eights.
In terms of, we look at the teams who are in there this year, in terms of Leeds, obviously a big surprise, but Batley as well and Featherstone, two semi-pro sides. I guess it shows how vibrant the championship is, the competition, and how open these middle eights are.
Yeah, the championship's a tough competition at the top end as well. I mean, I've been knocking around watching a few of the games just recently as well, and they've been pretty intense games. Obviously you've got the Featherstone, the Halifaxes competing against each other the week before, Bradford and Featherstone this week playing to get in, and obviously you've got Lee, who've been probably head and shoulders above the rest of them really in the mentality in their group. They've probably got more of a Super League quality side than what you'd have with the other championship guys, so they're going to come and attack you week in, week out as well, and it's up to us to make sure that we're prepared for them.
Is that the danger, perhaps, not complacency necessarily, because obviously the players will be know all about these sides, but the fact that Batley and a Featherstone, we talk about it last year with Halifax and Sheffield, they've got nothing to lose in this competition.
Well, that's it, and they'll come at you, and Halifax did really well last year, didn't they? They're lucky to not be in there again this year. Sheffield, they came, they threw the ball about, and they tested you in a completely different way last year than what most other teams were as well, and it shocked a lot of teams as well, and they got some good results and good performance on it. So it's don't underestimate them, because they'll come strong at you. I mean, we probably went into the Bradford game last year and underestimated Bradford, to be fair, on the back of two good wins, and then we got bit on the back of that. So it's making sure that we learn from that.
And you get the away trip to Batley, the final game of the season. It'll be a whole new experience for some of the overseas players, I guess.
Yeah, it definitely will be. The big thing about Batley is what we know is that they've always played through the middle. They're a big strong unit and they like to play off the forwards as well, and we'll have to match their forwards, and we'll have to match the enthusiasm that they'll bring, especially playing up the slope as well, because like you say, it'll be a new experience for some of the overseas guys.
Obviously not wanting to be in this competition, but you were in that last year. Is that a good thing, the fact they've got that experience of knowing how to perform in this competition week in, week out?
Yeah, it is. You can kind of call on the experience to say what happened last time, learn from the Bradford mistakes of what we did, learn from a couple of other things that we could have done probably smarter and been better at. But the thing is now is, we're in this competition, we have to approach that as this is our business end now. We're not look forward and say, oh, you should have been in the Super 8s. This is where we are, and we deal with that first and foremost.
No trophy on the line, but obviously the aim to finish top of the table.
Yeah, that's it. We want to win everything anyway. The group we've got as the players demand that. See you later.